You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another campfire recovery update. I'm Matt Fidler. This weekend, the Honey Run Covered Bridge Association held its 54th annual pancake breakfast. This year's was especially important because, as we know, the historic Honey Run Covered Bridge was destroyed in the campfire. So this year's pancake breakfast was to raise funds to help rebuild it. The breakfast had food, art, and music that could be purchased to help raise funds. President of the association, Robert Castellano, said to the Chico ER that he hopes that the iron frame of the rebuilt replica bridge is finished by next year and that the covered wood frame is finished by the year after that. In addition to rebuilding a replica bridge, the association has partnered with the Rainforest Art Project, an international group that partners with schools to create art projects around the world to redesign the parkland around the covered bridge. For more information or to give a tax-deductible donation to the association, visit hrcoveredbridge.org. The Butte County Fire Safe Council is getting the honor of being the California Nonprofit of the Year. The Butte County Fire Safe Council provides safety awareness in fire-prone areas and uses grants to increase forest health and fire safety. Important projects like making sure roads in and out of neighborhoods are not overgrown so they can be ways of safe passage during a fire. They also get grants to thin overgrown forests so fire doesn't burn as rapidly through them. The work this Fire Safe Council did in conjunction with the Paradise Pines Neighborhood Association in Magalia, combined with a little luck, likely saved most of that neighborhood from the wrath of the campfire. Fire breaks and defensible space are often not enough during the most severe wildfires like the campfire, because extreme winds can carry flying embers miles beyond where the main fire is burning. So thinning forests is essential to keep the fire from getting so hot in the first place. Executive Director of the Butte County Fire Safe Council, Callie Jane DeAnza, toured me around her projects earlier in the year and gave me a great rule of thumb so one could easily look at a forested area and see if it's fire safe. She said a healthy forest should be thin enough under the tree canopy so you could at least walk through it without getting scratched up by branches and brush, and ideally, you could ride a horse through it without getting hit in the head by tree branches. This means the trees are large and fire resistant and don't have many low-hanging branches that could act as ladder fuel for the fire to start a faster moving canopy fire. For more information about Fire Safe Councils and how you can get involved, visit buttefiresafe.net. For links for other information in this broadcast, please visit the show page at kzfr.org/campfire updates. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort right here at KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.